Yeah, silos. We store corn, grain, you know, feed the cattle during the winter.
You have a granary or a granary?
No, I don't know nothing about it now.
And the upper part of the barn is called the...
You got me.
Yeah,
hay loft?
Huh?
Loft?
Okay. Say if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough to get back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the...
You got me now.
What about when you cut the hay and it dries and you rake it up in little piles?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear a name for those little piles that you have?
No, I haven't.
What about a way of keeping a lot of it outside? In a
stack it.
Okay. Any other way of keeping hay outside?
I don't know. I know. I put in bales. Bale it.
What are the animals that people get pork from?
Hog.
Huh?
Hog.
Where are they kept?
Hog pen. Sloppy.
What would you call a farm that has a lot of milk cows?
Dairy farm.
Okay. Do you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else?
Mm-hmm.
How do you use that word?
Milk plant.
Huh?
Milk plant, where they pasteurize milk and make ice cream stuff. They call them dairies.
Do you ever hear about small building out in the yard for storing milk and called a dairy?
No, I don't know. The only thing I know about the milk plant, we used to do a lot of work for Carnation Milk Company.
Uh-huh.
I would talk with salesman, and he'd tell me how they bring the milk in, what happens. You know, they have this milk producing association. And, you know, I was curious to ask him, well, now, suppose these cows are... You've been buying this milk locally from this guy and that guy. Suppose how you gonna be guaranteed so much milk? So he says, he used to tell me, he said, all they have to do is call this Milk Producers Association and tell them they want so many gallons of, you know, raw milk. And if that milk is checked before they pipe it into the plant for pasteurization, and if they check it, if it's not right, they just pour it right down the sewer right there, and they send them out. I said, well, you know, I'm just curious. I said, well, if this milk doesn't come up to par, up to your expectations, and up to what it's supposed to be, then how are you going to get more milk? You got to supply all these stores and things. So he said, well, we'll just get right back on the phone, and they'll have us a truck there in a couple of hours with some more milk. And we were talking about, you know, how high the price was for raw milk. And he was saying this is one of the reasons, because they are guaranteed so much milk and that it be under, you know, to certain quality milk regardless. And I was just wondering, I said, well, there's something wrong with the milk, or it's got some bacteria or something in it, and you can't use it. Then he said, we just pour it down the sewage right there.
What's the major thing you do?
I mean,
working with the university or printing up?
I was commercial.
Uh-huh.
See, anything commercial.
Like if I wanted a program printed up?
We can do. Yeah, we can do that. Books, magazines, anything. Along those names. That was fine.